There were several factors that led to the decline of the Mughal Empire. First, one of the major factors was the infighting of the family itself. There was great rivalry amongst the adult male members. And I'm just going to read to you from, again, John Key, A History of India, where Jahangir, in his memoir, writes, "Sovereignty does not regard the relation of father and son," explained Jahangir in his enlightening but decidedly naive memoir. "A king, it is said, should deem no man his relation. Distrust between father and son, as also between brothers, would be a recurring theme of the Mughal period, generating internal crisis more serious and more costly than any external threat." And so it went on, deeming no man their relation, least of all their father, in due course, each son of the emperors, in some way or the other, rose up and rebelled against their father. Once the father had been dealt with, they made sure that they dealt with their brothers and also with any adult males within the royal family were also dealt with. So when Shah Jahan became the emperor, before he became the emperor, he basically killed off all his brothers, and like his son, Aurangzeb also does the same thing, kills off all his brothers and all uncles and anybody who would challenge the throne of the Mughals. So it was basically last man standing becomes the emperor. Quite brutal. Such was the intensity of this internal strife that during much of the 17th century, it obscured and even confounded attempts to expand Mughal rule.